Now we have reached our last set of news items on this part of today's recording. A fair amount of sport about this week, with two matches from Norwich City Football Club and their women's match too. But we also have pickleball and success for a young golfer. For the thick end of 89 minutes at the Cardiff City Stadium, Johannes Hofthorpe's depleted squad had defied a fresh wave of injuries to key players that claimed both Josh Sargent and Anis Ben Slimane this past week, to add to the absent Marcelino Nunez, Angus Gunn and the suspended Kenny McLean. Borja Saints' 13th goal contribution in 13 championship games had put the visitors in front, another viciously executed rising shot from outside the box. But Thorpe opted to switch to a back three and wing-backs shortly after, and with tired bodies and minds strewn across the pitch, watched his team retreat into their defensive third in the final 15 minutes or so. But even then, it took a wrong-footing deflection to bamboozle George Long from Callum Robinson before Callum O'Dowda whacked home a left-footed finish to maintain Cardiff's upward trajectory and make it feel a torturously long trek home for the 1,300 travelling supporters.
Depleted Norwich City's flat performance was punished by a clinical Sheffield Wednesday side as they lost 2-0 at Hillsborough. First-half goals from Josh Windass and Dominic Iorfa made its consecutive defeats for the Canaries after Saturday's late loss to Cardiff, as a tricky autumn gets even tougher for Johannes Hofthorpe and his players. It was hard to see a way back for the visitors going into half-time, with few options for Thorpe to choose from in his squad, and Wednesday dominant in almost every facet of the game. They'll hope to make up for it when Bristol City visits Carrow Road next, but facing an injury list that never seems to stop growing, and with early momentum now entirely drained, the Robins may well smell blood.
Cambridge United 0, Norwich City Women 1. Norwich City head coach Andy Cook was pleased with the resolve his players showed to earn their victory over Cambridge United in the Women's FA Cup. Kerry Fly headed the Canaries ahead in the first half, and her centre-back partner, Hope Strauss, had a good chance to increase their advantage after the break, but saw her penalty tipped around the post by Cambridge goalkeeper Sophie Schultz. Some supporters may have feared a late collapse similar to the one that cost City 2 points away at London Bees, but to Cook's delight, on this occasion, they held firm.
Pickleball players Richard Love and Anna Linton triumphed in an all-Norfolk final to claim mixed doubles gold at the 2024 Skeechers English Nationals in Bolton. The duo won gold in the mixed doubles Open 50+, after defeating friends Julie Mack and David Youngs in the final, and could not conceal their delight. Having emerged victorious in what were hard-fought battles showcasing the best of British pickleball, Linton and Love paid tribute to their opponents for their efforts. Linton enjoyed double joy in Bolton as she teamed up with one of her opponents in the mixed doubles final to triumph in the women's doubles event. Pickleball is a racket sport which sees players compete using paddles and a perforated plastic ball. The sport is played indoors and outdoors and was invented in 1965 as a children's backyard game in the United States, but is a fast-growing sport for all ages across England.
Norfolk golfer Harry Thomas closed out a positive 2024 season by powering to international success in Spain and securing a new sponsor. Teenager Thomas landed support from Norwich-based business Property Investor Partnership just before he travelled to San Roque on the Iberian Peninsula for the under-21 boys category of the Triple A European Championship. And in what was the last big event of his season, the Eton Golf Club member produced a superb display to win by 8 shots. The 16-year-old was tied for the lead going into the final round, but conjured up a stunning scoring spree that saw him pick up 7 shots in 7 holes around the turn. Thomas said, "I was hitting it close and holed a couple of nice putts. It just all clicked, really. It's the best round of golf I've ever played, for sure, in tournaments."
Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Stephen for part two. So it's goodbye from Lynette and myself. We hope you've enjoyed our items, which we introduced for you, and that you enjoyed the rest of your listening.